Welcome to the LWYM podcast, your source for hardcore, uncompromising truth in a world full of uncertainty. Here's your host, Gio.
Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to this new edition of the LWYM podcast, which, of course, stands for Living Word Youth Ministries. I am your host, Gio. Once again, very happy that you're listening to these series of audio files that we have for you on our website, lwym.org, in which we try to give you the truth of the matter. That's right. Our motto is giving you the absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. Now, on today's show, I want to talk to you some about the whole issue surrounding the mosque near Ground Zero. If I'm not mistaken, a lot of these developers and this radical imam who has been in the news as of late, headlining much of the news, Imam Rauf, want to build, along with some other developers and Islamic, what they call an Islamic community center, just two blocks away from Ground Zero, where the Twin Towers were struck down in a brutal attack back in September 11th of 2001. Now, the thing that gets me really angry about all of this situation, and I'll be honest with you, I keep hearing political commentators, I keep hearing politicians, and I keep hearing even people within the church saying that we have no problems with Muslims building mosques in America. Just this instance of this mosque being built just two blocks away is insensitive thinking. Why? Because if you think about it, it is Islam, radical. They say radical Islam was the one that was responsible for the breaking down, for the bringing down of the Twin Towers in Ground Zero. Now, let me say something. They say that most voters are not against Muslims building mosques anywhere, just not here. I'll tell you something. I take even more of a hard-line stance. My stance is the following. My belief is the following. Islam, ladies and gentlemen, is not a religion of peace. Islam is not, I mean, our founding fathers would be appalled if they were to see what is going on in our country right now. A lot of people are arguing the United States of America does not endorse any official religion, and I understand that. Thomas Jefferson, writing to the Danbury Baptist, said that the United States has to have separation of church and state. In other words, the United States does not endorse an official religion. But that being said, our founding, the founding of our country, was based on Judeo-Christian principles. Our history tells us that. Our history is very explicit with all of the, I mean, come on. On the Supreme Court, we have monuments of the Ten, we had monuments of the Ten Commandments. But even on the actual doors that lead to the Supreme Court, you will find engravings of Moses and so on and so forth. The Ten Commandments are spread across through our courtrooms in this country. I mean, come on. It's silly to think that our country's history is not based on Judeo-Christian principles, which they are. And I don't have the time to get into this, and I've spoken about this before. But going back to the main topic here about the Muslim faith. Ladies and gentlemen, we have seen the atrocities committed in the name of Islam, in the name of doing things for Allah, in the name of, I mean, come on, you have to think about the atrocities that go on in Jerusalem, in Israel, in the Middle East. And now we've got Muslims calling here for Sharia law. Now this imam says that the United States is the most Sharia compliant. Ladies and gentlemen, do you even know what is contained within Sharia law? Within Sharia law, you will find sections in there for jihad, which is a holy war against infidels, those that do not subscribe to Islam. There are provisions in Sharia law for the degradation and the literal beatdown of women, the literal beating down of women. Then you go on as far as so many other rules and regulations within Sharia that would force people who are not compliant with the Muslim's faith, so that they may be forcibly converted to Islam. Now, you tell me, is the United States, having these things in your mind, having these things in the back of your mind, is the United States as Sharia compliant as many would have you believe? I think not. I don't think so. Why? The United States of America was founded with these very core principles: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and that we are all endowed with certain unalienable rights given to us by our Creator. Now, when we talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're not talking about imposing anything on anyone. I, as a Christian, as a follower of Jesus Christ, cannot force myself on other people, and I wouldn't want to. Jesus doesn't tell me to force myself on others. He just tells me to preach the gospel. And those that were to come to him are going to come to him via free will, not via forcing myself on them. Not like the Crusades, not like Muslims led their crusades and converting people by the sword. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that the Quran allows Muslims to use a tactic they call taqiyya? That's right, taqiyya, which in essence allows them to lie to people when they are talking to them or trying to convert them to Islam, to lie about the Quran and to lie about the Prophet Muhammad and to lie, well, the false Prophet Muhammad, and to lie about Islam itself so that they can convert people, so that they can twist it and make it a religion of peace, make it seem like it's a religion of peace. This is what's happening in our country right now. We've got people like this radical imam, like these other Muslims that are going around our country telling people that no, Islam is a religion of peace. Ladies and gentlemen, Islam is not a religion of peace. It is a religion of intolerance. It is a religion of violence. It is a religion that promotes hatred of God's people. As a matter of fact, you read in the Quran that it says that you will kill and smite the infidels, including Jews and Christians. I hate it when political commentators try to excuse this away, trying to be politically correct, even though they say they are not, especially those that are, quote, conservatives, say, no, we're not trying to be politically correct, but there are Muslims that follow the law and they don't subscribe to those aspects of Islam. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not subscribe to those aspects of Islam, you're considered a traitor. You're considered an infidel in the most fundamental aspects of Islam. Islam is not a religion of peace. So what do we do in this situation? Ladies and gentlemen, we have to keep praying and we have to spread the gospel. This is not a political issue. Trust me, I don't try to take political stands here. Well, whatever political stand you're on, you're on. I am a Christian. I go by what the Bible tells me, by what Jesus tells me. And Jesus tells me that I have to love my neighbor and that I have to preach the gospel to him, not forcibly say you're going to accept the gospel for what it is or else I'm going to kill you. No. But you have to denounce falsehoods and you have to call out the truth. And Islam is a religion of violence. So let's call it out for what it is, shall we? And let's not hide behind being politically correct. That's all the time I have left for today. Hope you'll join me again next Tuesday for more absolute truth in a world full of uncertainty. Remember to drop us a line, info@lwym.org, info@lwym.org. God bless you. May the Lord shine his face upon you.
Thanks for joining us. To download more podcasts or to check out the cool perks in our page, visit our website, www.lwym.org. Our meetings take place every Friday night, 8 p.m. at 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami, Florida. Submit your questions or comments to info@lwym.org. This has been the LWYM Podcast.